This is the Ethanol Report, and today we're going to be talking to Bob Dineen, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association, about a new poll that shows some really interesting results about Americans' support for renewable fuels. So, Bob, tell us, first of all, what does this poll show?
The poll that was done by American Viewpoint really validates the legislative agenda of the Renewable Fuels Association, because the first thing we wanted to know was, would consumers continue to support the renewable fuel standard? We know that there are going to be legislative efforts to repeal or reduce that standard, but by more than 2-1, 61% favor the renewable fuel standard, while only 27% oppose it, I think sends a pretty clear signal to Congress that this is a program that is not only working, but that has public support and needs to be continued. On virtually every other legislative objective of the RFA, we had support as well. For example, there's all kinds of opposition to E15 and the commercialization of a higher level blend. But indeed, 58% of Americans have indicated to pollsters that they would purchase E15 if it was available to them. That's a startling number given the opposition that some have tried to generate over that. I think importantly, as we look to the future and the continued evolution of the industry, 65% of Americans support the cellulosic tax incentives, while 69% oppose continuing to give tax breaks to the oil industry. Again, right in line with what the ethanol industry has been trying to tell the Congress. If it no longer makes sense for taxpayers to be subsidizing ethanol production, then it sure doesn't make sense for the taxpayer to be subsidizing ExxonMobil to drill in the Gulf. But where tax dollars should go is to motivate investments in new technologies, new feedstocks in cellulosic ethanol. So on virtually everything that we've been advocating with the Congress, this poll is showing strong public support.
A really strong majority in the question about do you favor or oppose requiring automobile manufacturers to build cars that'll run on fuel sources other than oil, something that goes right to the heart of the open fuel standard, which is also being considered by Congress. We got a 75% majority on that.
Yeah, absolutely. That result actually surprised even me, that 75% to only 20% opposed to a requirement that auto manufacturers produce vehicles that run on something other than oil, which, as you say, is exactly what the open fuel standard does. It doesn't say an E85 vehicle or a flex-fuel vehicle, just something other than oil. And clearly Americans have recognized that our dependence on imported oil is such that we need to take really strong, committed action in order to reduce our dependence, and the open fuel standard would do that.
Now, a lot of times polls that are done by special interest groups are kind of poo-pooed by people, saying, oh, well, they paid for it, and so they're going to get the results they want. But these questions that you asked were very precise. They weren't, I don't think they're leading questions. And it seems like your poll size was significant and also very well researched. You had a good margin of error in that thing. So it seems like your poll would stand up to any kind of scrutiny.
Well, thank you. I mean, I think that's certainly what we believe as well. We went to American Viewpoint because the strong reputation that they have, and we said to them, we want to assess the public support or opposition on these various issues. They drafted the questions. We didn't. We had no role in any of that, and we did want to have a strong sample size so that the results would be statistically significant, and I believe that these are. I think these are going to be difficult results for members of Congress to dismiss. I think it shows that the American public wants the ethanol industry to continue to grow. They want market opportunities to be there. They want the industry to evolve to cellulosic ethanol. And gosh darn it, they're sick and tired of subsidizing oil.
Now, what you're going to do with these poll results, I guess you're taking them to Congress this week, is that right?
Yeah, we have a fly-in with our members, and they're going to be on Capitol Hill, and we've got a forum with several members of Congress and people from the administration that we're going to be meeting with, and we're going to be discussing with them how Washington can continue to grow and evolve this industry, what policies are necessary, certainly maintaining the RFS, making sure that E15 is commercialized, extending the tax incentives for cellulosic ethanol, and creating market opportunities through an open fuel standard are among those. And now we're going to the Hill armed not just with talking points, but with good solid polling data that demonstrates that the American public is firmly and unequivocally in support of our agenda.
Well, one more thing. I know that we're moving forward with getting E15 commercialized. Give us a little update on that and when you think we might actually see E15 at the pump.
Well, I'm very bullish. I actually believe you're going to see E15 at some pumps in some states before Memorial Day. We've got more than 20 companies that are already registered. There is a survey that has to be funded, and we will know next week whether that has occurred or not, but I believe that it most certainly will. And then it's just a question of refiners and marketers that want to offer that option to their consumers, making sure that they do so. I don't think it's going to be an overnight success. I think it will grow gradually, but it will happen, and we're very excited about it. There is no question that the only thing that would provide a near-term reduction in the price of gasoline is expanding the amount of ethanol that can be added to gasoline, because ethanol is more than a dollar less expensive than gasoline today. So obviously, if you are adding 50% more of a less expensive product, it should most certainly have a positive impact on gasoline prices.
Thank you very much, Bob Dineen, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.